Do you have a drink with you?
I do. It's water, if that counts for anything.
Yeah, that does count. That counts. I have a water and I have a mixed drink, so.
I do too. I have a water and just straight tequila.
Okay, so we posted on our story like a bunch of questions. So I think we can go into some of the questions. Some of them are like questions for you, and then some are girls wanting advice from like a guy's perspective. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm very open. There's just like one topic that's a bit of, I don't know,
Okay.
like walking on eggshells, but it's fine. Like I'll send it. I'm not scared.
Okay. We'll keep it we'll keep it appropriate for the
Have to. That's kind of boring if we do
Yeah, I
that.
mean, okay, let's do cheers. I have a whole shot of
Okay.
tequila here.
You have a whole
All
shot.
I mean, this is one drink in. Come on.
right, well, cheers to you. I didn't know we were doing shots, so I did a mixed drink.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, so Creed, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Australia. I left Australia at 14, though. I
And then
moved to
came
South
here.
Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
Yeah. The US is my
Cape
fourth
Town.
country. Yeah, it was Cape Town.
Oh my God, I heard Cape Town's amazing. I've met some people in Chicago that are from Cape Town, and it's definitely a place on my bucket list.
It's unreal. It's good for a vacation. I wouldn't say it's great to live.
Really? Wait, why? Is it
Honestly,
too
yeah.
wild or what?
It's quite dangerous, but the nightlife there is phenomenal, and the beach is unreal.
And then did you move to California for college then?
I actually first went to school in North Idaho for 2 years.
What?
Yeah, I was playing soccer there.
Okay.
That was kind of
Okay.
my gateway into the US.
Yeah.
But it was
Nice.
definitely like a stepping stone. I always wanted to be in California. If I didn't end up in California, I was going back to Australia.
Do you want to go back to Australia eventually? Or what's the goal here?
Goal is to stay in the United States for a few more years. I mean, it's tough, especially as an international student, because you're kind of picked out of a lucky dip to stay, but I've manifested staying, so we should be all
I'm gonna
right.
press that for you.
Okay, so Creed, we kind of found you because Chloe, you'd seen him on TikTok before, I think.
Yeah, I feel like I probably left a very inappropriate comment because that's usually what I
That's
do.
her move, usually.
Yeah, that's typically the move. I think I stumbled across you a while ago, actually. Nilu, I probably sent him to you even.
And then I
We
think what
typically
I
like to
did, I
share
think I quadruple liked
DMs.
your pictures, but I accidentally did it from the wrong Instagram account. And I did it from our podcast. And then I was like, really? Yeah. So
It's okay.
sorry about that one,
Everything's
Chloe,
fine.
but it got us
Did
here.
you?
But I think at
Good.
the time you were doing the IG live show thing, that series, which I will say, some of the questions we got were about that.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen, but
I
it's still
figured. So, I mean, we can
fun.
just, we can just get it out of the way now, or I can pull up what the questions were.
I may swerve some out of respect for
Okay.
her,
Oh, yeah.
but I'll answer to the best of my abilities.
Okay. We'll keep
We can
it.
appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So, wait, will you just tell us about the show?
It was honestly quite a good experience. I had no idea what it was going to entail. I
Yeah.
can still think back to the day it started. It was honestly just a random Wednesday during the week. I got a DM asking to be on the show later that night, actually. Apparently someone nominated me, but I
Okay.
didn't find out who it was. Yeah, I kind of just went onto the show open-minded, wanted to see like what could happen. And I just wanted to be real, honestly. I kind of just want to speak from the heart. Because I know, like, on Instagram and things, not many people know much about me. And I kind of saw it as an opportunity to, like, I don't know, speak my truth in a way.
Yeah.
People kind of enjoyed it as well.
I only saw it at the very end, like when you started to appear. And I think I maybe saw it on TikTok, and that's when I saw you at
There
the
was a
end.
few like TikToks that went viral,
Yeah.
some of the things.
Was it nerve-wracking to be on live, having your dates be public, I guess?
Not really, honestly. I'm not very afraid of that. I did have to watch like some of the things I said because sometimes I'm very unfiltered.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good for the most part.
I mean, I think that idea of the whole show is really cool, so.
Yeah.
Props to her.
Yeah, props to her. It was during like the pandemic as well, and a lot of people were struggling. So I think people found an outlet in that, which is pretty cool.
I thought it was really cool that she was doing that.
I was just going to say, I never heard of it, honestly, until I was on it.
I feel like in that type of situation, though, you just need to go in as friends and see what happens, right? Even The Bachelor, they get so serious. They're like, are you looking for love? And they're so serious. And it's like, just go in as friends and see what happens. But like, were you like into it? And then when you like met, things changed? Or were you just like, this is a great friendship? Or what were your thoughts like once you guys actually met?
When we met, it was great. Honestly, like it was a really good time. We got along. But we're just at very different points in our lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like personally, I'm under a lot of stress at the moment due to graduating and being international. I have a lot of like personal things going on, and I didn't want to bring other people onto my raft with me kind of thing while I'm navigating life at the moment. Like the next 6 to 8 months are pretty gnarly. So I wasn't willing to bring someone onto my ship. In case I went down.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, I think it's okay to be a little bit selfish in that regard when you're like trying to figure out your own just life. It's hard to bring someone into that when you're just dealing with other things too.
She's doing well for herself. She's building an empire, as she says, which is pretty cool. But yeah, she's independent. So I felt like I didn't really have to.
Yeah.
Part, but I could have been wrong.
Yeah, but what's your love language? Because like you're long distance essentially, so that would have to be difficult as well.
Yeah, I'm probably words of affirmation.
Are you?
Honestly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Physical touch goes both ways. Sometimes I'm craving it. Other times I'm like, get away. Like, but I've actually never had a girlfriend before.
Really? Wait, you're young though. You're how old? 23, 22?
I'm 22. I like to think I'm not like most 22-year-olds, but I'm sure they all say that. So that's true. I guess.
But you've never had a girlfriend because you've never like given anybody the time or.
I'm always on the move.
Okay. So yeah.
I've moved every 2 years pretty much since I've left Australia at 14. And I'm very free-spirited, honestly. So I don't want to have someone else worrying about me, and I don't want to really be worrying about someone else right now.
Yeah. I feel like that's super fair.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know how you have to work on yourself, essentially, before you find someone else? Because I don't want to put my problems on someone else.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I'm always open to going into a relationship. It should always start off as friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a lot of the time girls will try like date very quickly and it does scare me off, I'll be honest.
I think that's
I don't openly say that to the girl, but they find out the hard way, I guess. But yeah, I'm always open to like getting into a relationship, but I need to be ready.
I feel like a lot of times in relationships, it's like one person's like moving at a different speed than the other.
I think it's people's like upbringing that kind of formulates that. One thing I found out actually about myself when speaking to someone was that I actually am quite afraid of a relationship because I want to be like the provider, like I want to provide thing kind of thing.
Got it.
So until I feel confident that I can do so, like I'll probably shy away from relationships.
Yeah.
You mean you don't want a sugar mama to take care of you?
I'm open to it, but you have to. Like leave no rock unturned. Take every opportunity.
I can relate to that mindset for sure.
That you want to be a sugar mama or
no, just that like give everything a try. Try everything once. You 100%. Know 100%.
Nilu, guys, if you're looking for a sugar baby, Creed is here. Nailu's doing this like 50 first dates right now.
Okay. This is what I did. Because I was like bored. So I haven't really been going on dates. And so I was like, you know what? I need to start going on dates again. So I changed my profile to say, I hate small talk on dating apps. I do. I think it's so boring. I really don't like dating apps because most of the time you just match with someone and then you don't really do anything about it. It's just like sitting there. You might exchange a few messages, but but you don't ever meet them. So I just don't even go on the dating apps. And then I was like, you know what, let's just get on them. But like, I'm not doing the small talk. We're going to just go on a date. It doesn't have to be like a whole dinner date. It can be like grabbing a drink or whatever. But I pretty much just made my prompt. I think the question was like, the prompt was like, the best way to ask me out is, and I said, skip the small talk. Just let me know the time and place. Let's make it a date. And then I think I said, like, if you have a friend, we'll make it a double date. And every single person that I've matched with now, they're like, do you want to go to this place on this day? Or like, what day and time works best for you? So I'm like, okay, this is so much better. Now I can pick through and be like, okay, do I meet this person or not? And it's like, you're not going to know if you like someone until you meet them in person, in my opinion. So I would rather just meet them in person and either we'll hit it off and it might go somewhere, or maybe we'll become friends, or maybe I can like set you up with someone else or like have a connection. Worst case, it's a horrible date and I have a good story. Like, so whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm not really doing anything else right to lose.
I think we need to normalize just going on dates for fun.
For fun.
People are taking these things way too serious. I'm personally date to marry, but until I date, like, let's go on a few dates and have some fun kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So like, how do you set that expectation though? I think that's what's difficult, is to your point, like girls might be more serious than guys. It's like, how do you just set the expectation? Like, let's go as friends. Let's have fun. No seriousness here. Let's just go in and have a good time.
I'm still trying to figure that out. I've failed miserably.
I think the hard thing is though, a lot of guys will set that expectation and say like, hey, I just want you to know, like, I'm not really like looking for anything, but like for some reason, we don't want to like accept that answer. We think it's not, we're like, oh, okay. Yeah. But like, it'll change. And then it doesn't.
We just set ourselves up for failure.
We can't control our feelings. If we could, life would be pretty boring.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
I just always say I friend zone people just on purpose. So that's been working.
But. You guys, today I got a survey. This guy, he sent me this text because he was trying to set up a date and I was out of town last weekend. So I just was really busy and I really couldn't meet with anyone. And so I think he thought that I was blowing him off. And so he And so he sent me this message today and it's a link to a survey. He's like, hey, when you have a chance, could you fill this out? And I go to the survey and it's an exit survey. And it's like, it was literally asking for feedback. Like, what did I do wrong? How can I improve in the future? Would you refer me to a friend? If so, like, what are their numbers? Do you want me to delete your number? Or should I reach back out in a couple weeks or so? Like, it was just this whole Google Doc, like survey thing. But I honestly thought it was funny.
Like, honestly, kind of hilarious, but also
I thought it was funny.
Didn't even meet up with him.
No, I was like, I'm not trying to like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Seems like insecurity.
Yeah. I'm all for feedback, but I think it's a little soon if you haven't even gone. You haven't even.
Feedback.
Should we get into some questions, Nilo? Because we had quite a few.
Yes, I'm going
to. Okay, I'll start. Now that things are opening up, what's the best way that a guy likes to be approached at a bar?
Honestly, props to the person that does that, but I think complimenting a guy's outfit is a big one.
Yeah.
Or like their smile. Something physical, honestly. Okay. Like, I don't know. I personally, at a bar, I like to laugh and smile a lot. And if a girl's like, oh, I like your vibe, like, you smiling, laughing, I want to be a part of it. I'm like, yeah, you want a drink?
Yeah. I feel like girls are more aggressive anymore because girls are like, this is what I want. And they're going to be more aggressive to go up to a guy than a guy goes to a girl. That's my opinion. But maybe it's because I like grab people's arms if I like them and I'm like, come here.
Girls have kind of started to be told like, you're a queen, you know, like be treated like one. So now they kind of sit back like, sure, like you are a queen, like pop off, but you can also like make a move.
So you don't mind if a girl comes up to you and makes a move?
No ways. I think it's cool.
To see what your DMs look like, especially what your DMs look like after the show. Expose people.
Oh yeah, there's always strange ones, but nothing too hectic. I mean, there was a bit of hate, which made
I was gonna ask you. Sad. I was gonna say, did you get some hate from her followers?
A bit. It sucks because I haven't really said my side of the story out of respect for her because I kind of wanted it to blow over because I don't want to damage anyone's like career or like
do you think you'll ever want to tell your side of the story?
Yeah.
No. I don't want to hurt other people.
No, I get that. Let me pull up. Okay. So these are just more general questions, and then we'll go into like the ones that are specific for you, minus the ones that are about your little online relationship. Yeah, whatever. This one's a little out there, so I'm curious to hear what you say. Are bushes in or out?
Personally, out.
So do you like clean, all clean?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, lights are actually off most of the time.
That's true.
For me. Yeah. So I haven't seen one.
Okay.
Like with my, but you can feel a bush. Damn, we're going this spicy. Okay, I'm ready.
We're going in hot. What are non-physical traits that turn a guy off?
I like a girl with ambition. So one that doesn't have ambition and kind of wants to settle for average is not something I look for. Honestly, when I look for a girl, the girl's honestly a reflection of myself. So I wanted to like closely align with traits that I see as super positive. I don't really like girls that are very, how do I say this that like Americans understand? Like sensitive.
Oh, okay, super okay. Sensitive. Yes, yes.
So like, can. Yeah, like I want to be able to, I don't know, speak unfiltered and not have my head ripped off for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing.
But people are sensitive, so everybody gets offended by everything, but that's just me.
Nowadays, in Australia, not so much, though. I think that's why I think that way. In Australia, you say one thing that's pretty bad, then the person beside you will say something way worse.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, instead of taking offense to it, they'll just one-up you.
Got it.
You need to get some tough skin.
Making more money than guys, does that intimidate them?
No.
No?
Like, there was a bit of hesitation that answer, but no, honestly.
Like that.
I think it's pretty cool. It shows, once again, ambition.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that bread.
It aligns with what you want.
Okay. When a girl says, I normally don't do this, is that something that you've heard from multiple girls? I'm guessing they mean in the situation of like, no, I'm guessing, well, yeah, maybe like I'm like, normally I don't
do this. Like threesome, I never do this.
I never really do this.
I never do this.
One night stand, I never really do this.
I know exactly. It's a lie.
I don't know.
Yeah, because usually if a girl hasn't done something, it takes a lot of bravery for them to say they haven't done it. Where if they're openly like, oh, I haven't done this, it's like, yeah.
Someone's question said, are you dating anyone?
I'm not.
Going on dates. What's your
Do I go on dates?
What's your like date night right now? Like, what's your favorite date night?
I haven't actually been on a date in a little bit.
Okay.
I love dates, honestly. I think they're so much fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not really dinner though. Like I love sunset picnics and coffee dates.
I rather like do something or like I feel like dinner is so serious.
Yeah.
Well, like the way I see it, like it's so obvious when it's a first date.
Oh like, my gosh, it's painful.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you don't want to bring other people into the equation, even if it's a waiter or a freaking like barista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, because you already know the British is like, oh, first day, here we go. Yeah. So go somewhere like a sunset, like go to the beach. Something.
That would be a perfect date. Okay,
I feel like a picnic date. We don't. I feel like it's just getting nice enough. It's been like 40 here, miserable and freezing, and it's finally gonna get nice. And I'm like, I want to do lakefront dates and like wine out by the lake.
I know.
Hey, two months away, and we can all go on a picnic.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun.
So cute on the beach.
What are your thoughts on double dates? Do your own buddies do that or no?
In South Africa, yeah. I haven't got like a super close-knit friend group in America just yet.
Yeah.
So I haven't like done too much with some of my mates here, but in South Africa, I have such a close-knit group and we would have so much fun. Oh my word, it's hard to top those nights and like double dates I've had with friends there.
Yeah.
So should we do a double date there or do they want to come here and we can do a double date or what's that look like?
Well, firstly, who am I dating?
Guys, it's friend dates.
we said no expectations.
Come on, guys. We're all going in as friends, guys. It'll be fun.
If I would just fail each other out, see who they end up with.
Yeah.
Chloe has dragged me into a couple double date situations.
Honestly, Nilu always gets...
I always get the better end of the stick.
He always gets the good.
I don't know. I become friends, so by the way.
This is actually really funny. So Chloe used to make TikToks that were like exposing her hot single guy friends.
Which I was telling Creed. And
okay, you were.
And we're going to expose him. Sorry.
Oh, yes. You definitely should expose him.
100%.
And I, at this point, I had just gotten really fucked over by a guy. And I was like, you know what? I need to put myself back out there. I need to just get over it. And then I see this TikTok of like her hot single friend who's like, she's like, we're trying to find him a date, blah, blah, blah. So I slid into his DMs and we start talking. I don't know who Chloe is at this point. So I DM this guy. We start talking. It goes on for a little bit. And then at some point, like Chloe and I get connected through like an event. And
he flew you there. You flew here. They flew there. There was
It's a long story. Damn. But pretty much then Chloe and I got connected and she was like, oh, I know who you are because of him. And I obviously knew who she was because of the videos. And then we went out for like dinner or drinks or something. And we were just like, we're very similar. Our lifestyles are very similar. The things we do are very similar. And we just got along really well. And we just became like a duo and just started. Yeah. And then we were like, let's start a podcast. And then Chloe has a lot of hot single guy friends. So she really hooked it up.
Nilu benefits from that sometimes.
I really do.
Do you get around, fam?
Funny that you say that because I feel like I'm probably the more like conservative one of the two of us.
Yeah.
You probably think like I'm way more crazier than I am.
Man, does it go further than the date?
Usually no. I'm pretty selective with the people when it comes to going past. Like I love dates. I love meeting people. I love hanging out. But it takes a little bit more for me to like get to that level.
Same.
If you know what I mean.
No, I catch your drift.
Yeah.
I'm on your drift, in fact.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Same.
Oh, Chloe, don't.
Chloe's definitely like, it's funny, even like our podcast cover, it's like, I'm the devil and she's the angel. Because outwardly, I feel like that's what we like look like to people probably. But I think it might be a little reversed.
I see it.
We have a little bit of both in both of us.
Mm-hmm. Definitely haven't been attached to anybody here, if that's what you think or what you mean. Because we're moving and I don't want to be attached to anybody here. So
I mean quite the opposite, actually.
What?
I mean, no strings attached, like having some fun kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you haven't had?
No, that's what, like, I haven't had anything that's serious. Right now, I'm not dating anybody that's here because, like, I don't want to be attached to anybody here. So.
Yeah. So you're just breaking hearts
fun.
Over there
kind of thing. It's all just fun. Thing. You know, like, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not hurting anything. It's fine. Anyway, moving on. I have a question because somebody asked me the other day if I eat ass.
I swear you did on the.
But I don't remember eating ass. But someone did ask me if I have eaten ass. And I said, I don't think so. But do guys like that? Because I don't think so.
I feel like I would know if my face was in an ass.
Like, hold on, let me get through this forest. Like, no. We're not, like, there is hair. Like, we're not.
I didn't want to have to put a girl through that, honestly. Like, I can't look behind myself and see what she'll be facing.
So, apparently.
Okay, back to the ass eating.
Ass
sorry.
Eating is weird, but I do love a nice ass and thighs. And I think, Nilu, you can back me up on this.
Hockey guys, thighs.
I have a massive ass. Do yourself a favor and go on TikTok right now.
Are you going to show us?
I think it's like the fourth last.
You're showing your ass in your TikTok?
It's a TikTok of your butt. Oh, I see it. I feel like Chloe would love this.
You might fall in love.
You might fall in love.
Disclaimer.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
Good thing we're over.
I like your gray pants. Those are nice. I'm going to the comment section immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only place you stay on TikTok is the comment section.
I've made it to non-straight TikTok with that video.
Well, yeah, of course. You're attracting everything with that video.
Yeah.
That's okay. Views are views.
Okay, wait. Do you have a type with girls?
Do you have a type?
Physically.
Okay, what is it?
Do you want to share with us?
What are your preferences? Everybody has preferences. Okay, wait. Like, typically you're attracted to a specific type, but you said you were open to everything.
Okay, I'm a draw a scenario.
Okay. So if you're at a bar and there's like a bunch of girls, what's going to be the type of girl that stands out to you?
I like exotic kind of looking girls, like some with like a lot of ethnic background, different countries kind of thing.
Okay, so you like diversity. I like,
oh yeah, I love it. Variety is the spice of life.
Okay, what do you have a preference on, like, do you care about like height or like anything like that?
Not really. Personally, like health as well. Mm-hmm. And it's quite obvious when someone prioritizes their health and
yeah.
understands that, like, they look quite good. They've got a different kind of glow about them. They also carry themselves quite differently.
Yeah. They take, like, care of themselves. I think that's definitely attractive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, you can see it when someone's, like, confident in how they take care of themselves. They carry themselves a lot differently.
How tall are you, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, really, we want to know.
6'2". I think you're tall. You give me tall vibes.
You're the first. I'm 6'1", barefoot.
Like a 5'10". Okay. Just like
my soccer profile said 6'3" at one point. I claimed that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They love to add a few inches.
Neelu's literally 5 foot tall.
And 5 foot.
I'm 5'5". Everyone thinks that I'm like 5'9" because they're like, oh, Neelu's like normal height. You're like the Amazonian, whatever you want to call me.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Persian?
Uh-huh.
Do you speak Farsi?
Uh-huh. I'm surprised you know that. I'm impressed.
I got called Creed June the other day and it was the cutest. Oh! Yeah, it was the most amazing thing.
I'm going to start calling you that.
Please do.
So June, like J-O-O-N, is a term of like endearment. So people will say in our culture, you say at the end of the name. So it'll be like Chloe June.
I like that. That's cute.
Yeah. Or like, I have a dog. Her name's Penny or Penelope, and I'll say like Penny June. So yeah.
I love that. So cute.
Yeah. That's so funny. A lot of people don't really know like my background or even like what Farsi is. So that's very cool.
One of my good mates here is Persian.
Really?
Typically, my type is typically blonde hair, blue eyes, big ass, polished.
Are you describing okay. right now?
Okay. And Neelu and I, it's funny because we have like different types, but like we really don't. Because when Neelu and I hang out and we go into a double date situation, there's always one that we both want.
Oh.
And I'm usually the start, and then she's like the finish.
I also like that. Chloe gets it warmed up.
I know, but like, and then I give them to Neelu. Essentially,
I think we happens. No, but I also think we vibe it out.
Like, we foreplay, and she's the finish.
All right, so what date are you guys in California?
We're coming out there actually May 29th. We're gonna be there May 29th to the 2nd. Okay, are you gonna come? Yes, great. Let's all hang out.
Let's do something.
I'll be there. I'm going. Okay. I'm gonna be there.
Perfect.
So. Should we do a double date with Fibula?
I think yes. Dude, that would be fun.
I'm not gonna out anything, but I go to LA. Yeah, quite often.
Okay. Well, we get there the 29th, and then we'll be there for at least like a few days. It's it's Memorial Day weekend, but it's a Saturday to like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I go down there, I think, the 27th, and then I fly out to Mexico on the 1st. You tell me what part.
Wait, are you going to Tulum or are you going to Cabo?
Where are you going? You better not. Where are you Cabo. Going?
We're going
1st to the 5th.
So perfect.
Let's go.
Who are you going with?
Yeah.
Couple of roommates of mine.
Okay, perfect.
So all girls.
You live with
four
girls?
Four girls and one guy.
That's too crazy.
We don't know. We're not sure how many people.
We have no idea.
But
I'm so excited. I was excited, but now I'm like super fucking. I was going to be, I would have spat the dummy if you said Tulum. I would have been so salty.
I know. I was like,
love Tulum.
I was about to be salty. Yeah. Uh-huh. For sure.
We love Tulum.
We have a sweet place there. So
we have no idea. We literally don't know a single thing about our trip.
We just were told to come.
Yeah. Cause it's like our friend's friend who's like through, like planning the trip.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay, it's a trusted group. It's a trusted group.
Yeah, yeah, we know them. We just don't know the plan. We're like, okay, we're just kind of going with the flow.
You guys plan it. We'll just come along.
We'll show up.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited for food. I've never been to Mexico. Really?
Oh, it's literally my favorite place in the world, I think.
Have you been to Bali before?
No, I mean, okay, it's definitely not like my favorite place of like normal places, but like I've never had a bad Mexico trip.
No, okay. Never.
It's actually, just like everything there is like, it's always fun. What did it's you have a bad trip in Tulum?
No, I've never.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I got broken up with in Mexico.
In Mexico? While you were on the trip still.
Okay. I think I've told you this story. My first boyfriend, like my first love. We went on a trip with him and his family. And then like I heard his family talking about it. And they're like, we thought he was going to break up with Chloe like before we planned Mexico. And I was sitting right there and I was literally like, what?
No.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What?
Yeah.
Are we letting family members get in the way of relationships?
I don't.
No, we're done with that.
Other people's family. Mine have always been pretty much like, do whatever you like. Mm-hmm. I've only really brought like one guy home to my parents and they like loved him, but I don't think
where do they live?
Right. So I grew up in Chicago, but they actually live in Houston now in Texas. So I only have brought in one guy to my, like, I've only really introduced one like serious boyfriend to my parents.
But what about you, Chloe? What do you mean by like your family getting in the way? Like the fact like that they knew that?
Well, how he was like, his family was like, oh, I thought you would have broken up with her by now. They definitely like lit the fire under his ass to do it.
I think I have a problem with dating mama's boys and they like talk to their mom about it. And then it kind of like festers and maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I did. And I think that's what happened. It was like everyone in the group, you know, it's like that person knew and then that person told that mom and then that mom told that mom. It's like everybody knew on the trip that like we were going to break up before the trip. And I'm like this is like my first like real boyfriend, like my first love, the guy who took my V card, like we're talking, you know what I mean? And we dated for like 2 years at that point. And I just remember being like fucking devastated and talking to him being like, was this going to happen? Because I mean, I wish it would have happened before I came, but it was hard hearing that from everybody else than from you. So, and he was like, yeah, I was. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll hop on the next flight out. Yes. Yeah, so it was honestly a blessing. So because it was kind of a family trip, Annie came too. My mom.
Oh, okay.
She came too. Cause she was like part of the group. And so it was like good that my mom was at least there with me. But like you can imagine the devastation that I felt even at my saddest point, Milu, that you've seen me, like times 10.
Yeah.
But like, shame.
Oh yeah.
We're bad girls, not sad girls now. Thanks.
Yes. Yes.
Only good things happen in Tulum moving forward. No emotions.
I had some drama in Tulum.
We're working hard.
Cabo's gonna be so fun. No drama this time around. It's a good crew.
Oh, but it's gonna be sick. I didn't think.
Have cute bikinis, Creed, or cute shorts.
Have you started shopping?
I'm well prepared. I don't like shop for like holidays. I back my wardrobe enough to get me through.
Guys have it so easy.
I'll be honest, girls, you don't need 50,000 bikinis. We don't remember any of them. And that's Instagram pictures. Yeah, okay, fair.
You know, it can't be the same bikini every single vacation.
Yeah, we have to switch it up. Neil and I just ordered some cute ones, so we're good.
Yeah, I stocked up this summer. All right, okay, we'll try that.
This is getting out of hand.
I justified getting a bunch of new bikinis because I was like, I'm moving to LA. We're going to be, it's going to be summer pretty much all year.
Right.
Let's go.
And I ordered the same ones and they covered up my nipple. I'm like, yes. Okay, good. Good job, team. That was a terrible idea. Thanks, TikTok, for influencing us to order all these bikinis.
No, one size that. Does not fit all for
one
those.
One size fits all nipples. Tick,
TikTok has been making girls buy some pretty crazy things. Like those leggings. Yeah. Milo's got a pair.
That's what we liked. We didn't do the chlorophyll.
I tried. I went to Whole Foods. And she was like annoyed with me. She's like, the whole country it's sold like, out right now. I was like, okay.
Okay, cool. I guess we'll just
Milo made that food with coconut water and berries or whatever.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that one. Cereal. Nature, I need to, but I'm late.
It's literally berries with like water, isn't it?
Did you make that pasta?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't.
I don't it's keep, really I'm bad. Not, okay. Chloe's really good with the TikTok trends.
I don't even follow you guys. And I want to follow don't, you guys.
Dude. No. Don't follow
me. Pretty cringy. So
no, it's bad. Don't follow me.
I think if you're not cringy on TikTok, you're not doing it right. Though.
That's so right. True.
You're right.
That's okay. That makes me feel better. Cause I'm always like, if a guy ever saw my TikToks, I'm done for. I'm absolutely
paranoid.
Done for.
I'm like, I need to
Look at the video I just told you to watch.
I feel like it's different for guys, though.
It's totally different.
I don't know, though.
But, like, if people aren't on TikTok, they don't get it. Like, they're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing. And it's like, is it going to be embarrassing? Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get sponsored soon.
You just got to push through the cringe and, like, the possible judgment and just get yourself out of that mindset.
Facts.
But I like normally if it's a guy, I'm like, please don't ever find my TikTok.
Also, I have a question. So it's quite a big thing recently that girls love guys that are not active on social media.
Okay, so
why is that?
For a really long time, I used to like not want to even like follow or have the guy follow me on Instagram. My whole thing was like, because I post a lot on my stories, I don't want them to like have that much access to me. I don't want them to be able to see what I'm doing all the time to the point where they don't even need to like ask me or like reach out. So I was
if you don't text him back, he's like, oh, what's she doing?
Oh, she's posting, but she can't text
me
back.
Time to post, but not text me back.
I think guys being on Instagram, I think it's like 50-50. Like sometimes it's nice when they're not on it just because then you know that they're not getting like DMs from girls. I think that's why girls probably don't like guys who are on Instagram is because they're like nervous that they have access to more girls.
You think that's actually a fair point. I never thought of that.
Cause like think about it, you probably get DMs from girls, even though you don't care about probably half of the DMs and they mean nothing to you. It's probably like a little bit more intimidating or an insecurity.
Honestly, it's not as many as you think. Like
that's what I always say. I'm like, it's really never that many from like guys.
And I see all of them. Well, if someone goes really outside the box, I'll always comment like that was unreal. Like props.
I think the whole like guys not being on social media is just refreshing, maybe.
Yeah.
Because so many girls though are just like, ugh, I don't know.
But I also think girls like secretly like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, we want content. Like I've talked to people and like literally you can't tell what they even look like based on like their Instagram. Sure. You're like, so this is all your work, but I actually don't know what you look like until I see like, you know, a photo on a dating profile and it's still 2 years old. So some part of that is nice, but I think also what type of content you're putting out is interesting. If it's like you and you're on a trip somewhere, I think it's totally appropriate. Or if you're like getting a sponsor or whatever, it doesn't bother me. It does bother some people because I think it is intimidating and you have to like match that energy too.
But I feel like I've gotten that with guys sometimes where like I've like had guy friends who've made comments about like girls who might be on Instagram and stuff. So I don't know. I feel like it can go the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do guys care if a girl's like on Instagram and stuff or is it more normalized as a girl?
If they're putting out like positive content and uplifting other people. Like,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
All about it.
Which what I feel about, like a lot of people, everyone's starting to do that nowadays. Like, yeah. I take social media super, super chilled. Like, yeah. I comment on so many people's things. Like, I'm liking people's stuff, like, not even thinking twice. Like, I'm super casual on it.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other people, like, oh, if he's commenting on this person's photo, like, he must be so into them. Just trying to help the fam.
Yeah. All right, Creed, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us. We really appreciate it. And it was fun getting to know you. We cannot wait for Cabo and maybe even LA.
Yeah.
And then where can everyone find you on Instagram and TikTok? What's your handle?
It's just at Creed McKinnon, first name, last name. So.
Perfect. We will add that into the episode notes and everyone can go stalk him.
Awesome.
Legend. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said.